Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Miracle,
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Truly, it is an open heaven on tonight. We're so grateful. Listen, people of God, I don't know about you, but as the song says, I just got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. I just got that feeling. Glory to God. We're here under this open heaven. The presence of the Lord is here. And I tell you, people of God, I'm in great expectations for what the Lord shall do. Amen. Truly, the Lord is doing us well and has done us well. And people of God, he is not going to leave us now. So we are indeed grateful to the Lord. We want you to go ahead and ask and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. People of God, invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Invite. Glory to God. While you're doing that, we just want to, as always, thank God for our leaders, all of our leaders. First and foremost, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking God for him, thanking God on tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James. Glory to God, truly a pillar, amen, a trendsetter in its own right. So we bless God, thank God for him, his life, his legacy. We thank God tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, giving God thanks and praise for our senior apostle on tonight, Apostle Prophet Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Thanking God for him and the elect Lady Rachel. Thanking God for them on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, as well my pastor. Glory to God, as well as elect Lady Tina. We give God thanks and praise on tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We bless God. We thank God for them on tonight. As always, thanking God, made up of several different ministries, but have all come together for a common cause that we can advance this vision that the Lord has set before us. Amen. And I thank God for these men and women of God. They all come in the spirit of excellence. They come in the spirit of maturity. Amen, Jesus. They come willingly with a willing mind, a willing heart. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for them on tonight. Just want to thank him. Glory to God. As well, want to thank him on tonight for our prayer warriors, for our PNN prayer warriors. Thank God on tonight for each and every one of them. We thank God on tonight for our scripture reader. We give God thanks. We give God praise for you, people of God, each of you that have come and that are coming to this line. We bless God for you. Listen, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. Invite them to come, people of God. Tonight is day number 23. Of our 40 days of prayer. This is day number 23. Tonight we're going to be praying for our young people. We're going to be praying for our young people. My God, do they need prayer? My Lord, they need covering. They need the shield, the hand of God to be upon them. Glory to God, because they're our future. And we bless God for each and every one of them. Amen. And tonight, again, we're going to be praying for our young people. We want you to invite. We want you to invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. If you will, can you? Please, ma'am, please, sir, do that on tonight. While you're doing that as well, we just want to thank God for our international listeners. People of God, we are well over 100 countries, reaching into over 100 countries now. And as we always say, people of God, it's just the Lord's doing. Amen. Glory to God. He said it before us. Glory to God. Listen, we're grabbing a piece of the boat. Amen. Glory to God. This ship of Zion is sailing. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. We're so humble. We're so humble by what the Lord is doing, people of God. Amen. But we know truly it is his doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. So again, people of God, if you will, go ahead and invite people to come. Listen, as the prayer is going forward, we want you to place within your heart some young man, some young woman. Amen. Perhaps your grandkids, your neighbors, grandkids, I mean kids that you've seen in social media, on TV, anywhere. We want you to just lift them before the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Even the teeny, teeny babies, even the moms that are pregnant, glory to God, if you can, just place them in your heart, in your spirit, as the prayer is going forward. Amen. And we just believe God. Listen, people of God, prayer can go where we can't. And tonight we're going to be interceding on behalf of them, of our young people. On tonight, our young people, this is day number 23. And tonight, people of God, we're just so grateful to have, as always, one of our PNN advisors. Glory to God. Amen. She is one of the pillars. Amen. I often say, amen, that I would bend her ear. You know, woman of God, as the Lord was unveiling the vision, amen, it was so much that I thank God for her listening ear. Glory to God. And tonight, she will be the prayer warrior interceding on behalf of the young people on tonight. Amen. That is none other than Minister Ali Booker. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for her. People of God, as you know, the platform changes a little bit for our 40 days of prayer. So our speaker tonight, again, will be our PNN advisor, one of our PNN advisors, Minister Ali Booker. Amen. And before she comes, we're going to have a scripture reading by our scripture reader on tonight, Sister Mary Hollins. And then immediately after her, Minister Booker will grace the platform in that order. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 12th through the 16th verse. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbyter. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy prophecy may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. I read to you the 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 12th through the 16th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Our prayer warrior tonight, Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, Minister Ali. Press star 6 and come over on the platform. God bless you, Minister Ali. Let me see if we can pull you over. Minister Ali.
Praise the Lord. God bless
Praise
you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord tonight for each of you all in your respectable places. I honor the Lord tonight for the Holy Ghost, and I praise God for his goodness, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. I praise God for just another day he has kept us, how he has blessed us, and how he has really watched over us on this day that he made. I do thank and praise God for those that are listening far and near. Honor the Lord for each of you tonight in your respectable places. I honor Minister Bradley, the founder of the PNN Network. I honor the Lord for her in the vision that he put up on her that this Prayer News Network network ministry will be birthed during the time of pandemic. I bless the name of the Lord for that. I do honor the Lord for each advisor that God saw fit to add to this ministry, this Prayer News Network Global. And I praise the Lord for the prayer warriors. And I praise God for Sister Mary, that our scripture reader. I do honor the Lord for each of you, for your participation. Everyone that has come to make Word Global a place of ministry to those that are in dire need, regardless to where you are. Because the scripture declares men should always pray and not faint. In honor of the apostle tonight and his first lady, Bishop Tina, and his first lady, Bishop Pastor Sam Smith, now honor the Lord for Bishop James and Teresa Randolph. I honor the Lord for each of you all tonight. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for your pastors, your prophets, your apostles, your bishop, your teachers, and the body of Christ as a whole. I honor the Lord tonight for my life, my family. I praise God for each of you all. And tonight, we come to honor the Lord in prayer. Prayer. Prayer is the key to the kingdom, and our faith unlocks the door. So we honor the Lord tonight for each of you all once again. Tonight, if the Lord would permit, we're going to be praying for the young people. For the young people, because the Bible teaches us not that the young people, don't despise your youth. Don't despise your youth. Don't despise your youth. Just because you're young, it does not mean that God cannot use you. God can, and God will, when we apply ourselves to his will. Now, Father God, throw my grace tonight, coming to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, knowing that Jesus the way, he truth, and he very life. We come, Father, with thanksgiving in our heart, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your mercy. For your mercy, no righteous that none of us have lived, but it's because of your mercy that we are here. It's your mercy. It's your mercy in your grace. For that we say thank you now. For that we say thank you. Father God, we ask that you examine each of our hearts. Examine us, God, and all you find that lies within us, Lord. We ask that you forgive us, wash us, and cleanse us, and purge us, God. From all, not some, but from all unrighteousness, Father, for thy name's sake, in the name of Jesus. And asking that you strengthen us, God, when we're falling weak, and build us up, God. In the name of Jesus, build us up, God, that we can be a workman fit for the master use tonight. In the name of Jesus, make our pathway straight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, help me, God. Help me that I'll be able to help someone else. Strengthen me that I'll be able to strengthen someone else. Lead and guide and direct me that I'll be able, God, to shed light to someone else in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as you approach the throne of grace, thanking and praising you for forgiveness of sin, we bring to you our youth tonight, our young people tonight, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we thank and we praise you for each of their lives. We thank and we praise you for those that have come to accept you as Lord and Savior. And we thank and we praise you for those that have not come yet. Have not come yet, God, but must come. In the name of Jesus, Father, we want to thank and we praise you, God, for how you watch over them both day and night. How you shield and protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, and the danger. Seen and unseen, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we want to thank and praise you for how you bless their going out and their coming in. God, when they have no mind to ask you to lead them, when they have no mind to ask you to guide them, when they have no mind to ask you, God, to let your will be done, we come tonight on their behalf, asking, God, that you have your way in their life. That, Lord God, when they go and they make decision that it won't be good for them and those that they're in their surrounding. We ask, God, that you put a stumbling block in the name of Jesus. But some may say, why would she say such a thing? If there's something going to bring hurt and harm to others as well as themselves, I ask you to hinder that, God, that it do not come to fruition in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, I ask you to open doors that are good for them and close every door that is not good for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I ask you as a mother tonight, a grandmother and a great-grandmother, Father, in the name of Jesus, as the sister has declared, God, that we should use the rod of correction, the rod of reproof, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would help me, that it help me that I may raise them up as the way you would have them to go, that truth would not depart from them, Father, in the name of Jesus, but they could come to themselves. Even as the prodigal son had to come to himself, and he made a decision, he'll go back home to his father in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord God, sometimes our young people think they know it all, think they got it all together in the name of Jesus. Can't no one tell them anything but God in the name of Jesus. When it come down to the end of their day, I'm not talking about life, but at the end of some decision they make, they wish they had listened. They wish, God, that they had paid close attention. But nevertheless, God, we stand in the gap. On their behalf, Father, asking for mercy. On their behalf, God, when they make decisions and when they go astray, we ask, God, for mercy. We ask that you continue to keep them. You continue to shield them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And that you continue, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, keep watch over them to such a time they come to themselves and they'll repent and turn. Turn unto you, Father, wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, because we as parents, if we spare the rod, we'll spoil the child in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, that the rod of reproof give wisdom. It gives them wisdom, God, that the child would not bring mothers or father to an open shame in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask tonight in our community, Father, we ask tonight those that are locked up in prison. Father, we ask tonight, and I tell you one thing, I rebuke right now, this here itch in my throat in the name of Jesus. You're going to have to loose now and let me go. Because tonight is for the young people. I have young people in the name of Jesus. I have young grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. So I thank and I praise you tonight. Tonight, God, for those that are in prison that did not commit any crime, have been false accused, Father. We ask that you be merciful. We ask, God, that you cause truth to come to light, that the captive can be set free. In the name of Jesus, their pathway can be made straight, that they'll walk in a straight and narrow, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you place in the young people's mind, place in their mind, God, in the name of Jesus, your truth. Your truth, God, because they should know the truth. And truth makes them free, Father. If they would acknowledge and yield to truth, God, in the name of Jesus, lead and guide them from destruction, Father, in the name of Jesus. That way that seems right, but at the end, there will lead to destruction. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you keep them, God, when they go to school, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we never heard of such as we do in this day and time. Oh, God, just people going in and just shooting up our young people. In the name of Jesus, but we ask that you turn that murdering spirit around. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you cast that murdering spirit down, Father. In the name of Jesus, almighty God, that you bring forth the young people. In the name of Jesus, and let them hear you after hearing, cause them to hear. In the name of Jesus, I know Heavenly Father, as we come in the name of Jesus, for the young people in marriage, in
in marriage, God, that you will strengthen, that you will lead and guide them, that you will cause them to follow your path, that you will follow your righteousness, they'll follow your instructions, that they will follow, God, the blueprint that you have left in the name of Jesus. That, Lord God, that if they follow the blueprint that you have left, that they should follow the instruction that you have left, they can eat the good of the land, God, and the marriage can be healthy. The relationship can be healthy. The children can be healthy in the name of Jesus. But, God, when you told Joshua to be very courageous. Be very courageous, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that you will bless them, God, and that they will succeed. And that's the young people. They trust you. And if they be courageous in your righteousness, God, that they can succeed, that they will succeed in you and everything they lay their hand to, God. It will prosper. It will be blessed. Wherever they speak, thread, God, when they come to themselves and acknowledge you in all of their ways, God, everything that they can think of, God, and when they think of a thing, God, and you bring and you give them the blueprint how to maneuver that, God, and that they'll be able to bring forth the vision that you give them, God, in the name of Jesus, that no man can steal it, in the name of Jesus, because it came down from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you give the young people mind and want to work. Give them a mind and a desire, God, to want to work. Because, God, if we don't work, then we can't prosper. If we don't work, we cannot accumulate. In the name of Jesus, get them a mind that want to own property, God. In the name of Jesus, get them a desire and a mind and to carry out vision, God. In the name of Jesus, that means to be that they have to persevere. In the name of Jesus, and see the vision through, God. In the name of Jesus, even though there have some issues, there have some stumbling blocks, there have some issues, but if they follow the vision. If they follow the vision, if they put you first, that you can cause the vision to come to pass in the name of Jesus. They can be a great example unto their peers that you, Lord, that you, Lord. And if when the other young people or the older elders can see you in them, then they'll know that your hands is upon them, God. They never ask them a question because the scripture declared that the babes, the young people will lead us, God, in the name of Jesus. But we need you to touch the heart. We need you to touch the mind. We need you to touch the eyes. We need you to touch the hearing. We need you to touch the vocal. We need you to touch the lips. We need you to touch everything about them, God. Touch the feet and the hands. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, and Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, let not us parents cause our children to wrath. But God, that children should obey their parents in all things. In all things, for this is well-pleasing unto you, God. That their days can be lengthened, that their days can be long up on the face of the earth. Cause their parents to walk upright. Cause their parents to be an example. That the children can look at them and call them blessed. That the children can look at them, God, and they can feel you. And they'll walk straight and narrow. Let us, God, not be a hindrance. Let us not be a stumbling block unto our young people. But let us be a great light that they can see and they can run in the name of Jesus. Let us not be the cause of the downfall. But Lord God, we ask you to raise up this generation. Raise them up, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not have fear and tremor of the enemy, but they will triumph in the name of Jesus. They will triumph in the name of Jesus. They will mount up with wings of an eagle in the name of Jesus. They can run and they don't have to be weary. Oh, because they'll know that the Lord is with them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the young people, God. The young people, there's so many want to live in the fast lane. There's so many, God. So many, God. They lean into everything but your way. They call in everything, God. They looking to God in everything for who where they need to look. They looking for a kingdom and everything but the kingdom of the Almighty God. They put their trust in everything but in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, and everything goes now. But that's not what the Creator says. Everything don't go because you're the way. You're the truth and you're the very life in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we ask you to lead us. Lead us tonight. Lead our young people that they'll be able to lead us, that they'll be able to lead and guide and direct us in the way that you will us to go as well, Father, because you call the old, they know the way. You call the young, Father, because they're strong in the name of Jesus. And help us older people to be careful for nothing. Help us to be careful for nothing, God. Oh, Jesus, that our children and our grandchildren can be blessed. Our great-grandchildren can be blessed. Oh, mighty God, for you're God of no respectable person. Oh, what you've done for one, you can do it for other. And you're not just a God in a book. You're not just a God in a Bible. But you're a God that a living God. And the word is a living word. And God, what you've done back then, you can do it now. Because you're that same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You haven't changed, but we have. We have. Cause the young people take knowledge, you and everything they're skilled to do, that they can have great success in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, keep the young ladies, keep the young women, Father, in the name of Jesus, from all sickness and all types of diseases, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let them not be ashamed, God, that they set themselves aside for marriages. In the name of Jesus, for marriage, God, in the name of Jesus, or that their bodies can be protected, Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God. Our young people tonight, standing in the need of your help, our young people tonight have need, God, of your leadership. Young people tonight have need of our leadership. Young people have need of disciplinary. They have need of disciplinary and love. And in patience, and in long suffering, and in understanding, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, they have need, God, in the name of Jesus, to call their wrong as wrong, God. That when we call them wrong, let us be able to share light and the reason why. That they don't need to go down that road. Not just to tell them they're wrong, but give them an example why they don't need to go down that road. Because it leads to death and destruction. In the name of Jesus. And oh, Heavenly Father, cause the Father to return to you. Cause the Father of God to return to you. And the Father to return to the children. And the children return to the Father. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, in your name, Jesus, to you. And God calls the father to turn to their children. And the children to turn to their father. Almighty God. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Oh, if there ever was a time that the fathers need, the children need fathers, and the fathers need the children, the time is now, Lord. The time is now, Lord, that they will have an example and they can call their dad's key. Oh, Jesus, and let not the father be afraid to discipline the children, because the children are looking for disciplinary. They're looking for parents to say no and mean no in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, understanding that when we was a child, we spoke as a child. We understood as a child. But, Lord, when it became an adult, on a man, or accountability, or when it came, God, a responsibility, in the name of Jesus, those childish and foolish things that they have to put aside in the name of Jesus, those things that bring forth death and destruction have to lay it aside in the name of Jesus. And they'll seek for that path, that path of righteousness that leads to life. Life eternal into glory in the name of Jesus. For our young people tonight in my neighborhood, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let me be a light that setteth on a hill that cannot be hid. Father, in the name of Jesus, that they can see a light shining Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, they can run to it and be saved. In the name of Jesus, oh God, all over the world, all over the world, God, in the name of Jesus, raise them up, God. Raise them up, God, in the name of Jesus. Young men, raise them up, God. Young women, raise them up, God, that the glory, your glory can rest upon them. In the name of Jesus, that anointing can rest upon them, Father. Your power can rest upon them, Jesus. Your prosperity can rest upon them, Jesus. Healing can rest upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Oh, God, hey, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Well, we call on you tonight. We call on you tonight for the young people. Asking for your mercy throughout the whole universe for the young people. Father, in the name of Jesus, for those, God, that are made their work, God, and unconditionally and conditioned that God is not healthy for them. Those, God, that ask you to protect them, God, from being abducted, God, and put into a sex, made sex slave. And I'm asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for those that think about trying drugs for the first time, I'm asking you, God, don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. Don't you let them do it, God. Get them a mind and a heart and a desire, oh, Lord, not to do it. For those, God, think about running away from home, I'm asking you, Father, oh, don't let them do it, God. In the name of Jesus, for those thinking about bucking up against their fathers and their mothers, don't let them do it, God. In the name of Jesus, that the days may be lengthened, God, and not cut short. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, for those, God, thinking that killing is the way, God. I'm asking you, God, to get them a change of heart and a change of mind. The young people need your help, God. They need to guide the Lord. But they have to need you, God, to make us an example. Make us an example in the earth, God. Make us an example in the earth, God, that the young people can come to us and not be afraid and not feel what they come to us in confidence. They go hear it, God, again. Help us, God, to be that example for the young people, God. When their burdens are too heavy, God, they don't know what to do, God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be that example, God. Oh, Jesus, that they can say, I can go to my mom. I can go to my grandmother. I can go to the uncle or the auntie. Because they're looking for somebody to go to, God. In the name of Jesus, don't lead them on the right way, Lord. On God's word, they don't hurt so many words. But now they need action, God. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, in the name of Jesus, to be that example for the young people, Father. Oh, Lord, in the courtroom, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to be that example at home. Lord, the uncles and the aunt, God, that our children will have to get to a courtroom. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, help us, God, that prison will not enter in their mind. Oh, Lord, because they'll say, oh, I want to make my mom and my dad proud. I want to make my grandmama proud, my granddaddy proud. But most of all, I want to make my father, which are in heaven, my heavenly father proud. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you tonight, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy on us all tonight. In the name of Jesus, help the older people, God, to go through their marriage, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to go through, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help them, God, to endure hardness as a good soldier, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, in your name, Jesus, that they can see us as an example. And don't, God, don't bail out of every relationship every marriage and every situation because things get hard. Help us to be an example, God, that we can show them that's the right way, God, and they don't have to get, God, anxiety. Oh, God, but they can find somebody that they can come and they can take counsel with in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, a right counsel. A right counsel from the glory, glory. And Lord, the law, a right counsel, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to be that example, God, that our young people, God, can say, they can say, I know if you talk to this one, they will keep what you say. Even if it hurts us to hear, even God, if it almost busts us up to hear, they got to have somebody that they can look to. They got to have somebody they can come to. They got to have somebody in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, help the babies, God, help these babies, Father, in the name of Jesus, help them, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can be example to them, Lord, that we can tell them and lead them in the right way, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, but we know you're able, we know you're able to do anything but fail. And it's nothing too hard for you. It's nothing too hard for you, Father. And nothing too hard for you, God. Nothing too hard for you, God. It's nothing too hard for you, God. But I come tonight casting my cares upon you because I know you care for us. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, the young people, oh, God, cause fathers to be fathers. In the name of Jesus, for the children. Mothers to be mothers for the children. Grandparents to be grandparents for the children. Lord, whether we had them or not had them, they're still our children. And we're still responsible for our children. In the name of Jesus, that we may pray and seek you on the behalf of the young people. In the name of Jesus, oh, mighty God. Those, God, that where war is going on tonight. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for it's the desire of the enemy to wipe the young people off the face of the earth. It's the desire of the enemy to put doubt in the young people's heart that you're alive and you're well, Father. It's the desire of the enemy to cast doubt in your righteousness that the young people will say, where are you? Where are you? The young people will question whether you even exist, Father, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself strong and mighty that they will be able to see and know that you, God, and besides you, there's no other God. In the name of Jesus, for those, the one, God, that's thinking about taking someone's life, Almighty God, show up by your spirit in the name of Jesus that they will know, that they will know that you give life, and only you have that right to take life. In the name of Jesus, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you now, Lord God, for mercy. Mercy, God, for families. Mercy for the inner homes. Mercy, God, on their jobs. Mercy in the schools. Mercy, 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 Father. Mercy, God, those that are out there on the football field and all types of sports. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, mercy God, in the name of Jesus, where there's division and racism going on, God, instead of them being loved, they've been taught hate. And still be able to right and divide between truth and lies, right and wrong. Give them the spirit of discernment that they would not fall by the will of the enemy, the false teachers, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and help us to teach our children the way of righteousness and not our own ways and not our own thought and our own doing and misleading and misguiding them and causing them to think one way and it's not this my way, but it's your way. In the name of Jesus, for Father God, the scripture declares that when family prays together, they stay together. Help us as the leaders of our household to lead them in prayer Lead them in devotion. Oh, God, so that I have an anchor. Oh, that I have a foundation. Oh, mighty God. That I have a foundation, God, that they can fall back on that foundation and know that that foundation stands sure. That foundation won't give away with them, Lord God. But you would never fail them, God, nor will you forsake them, that you will go with them to the end of the world when they learn to trust you with their whole heart. And they depend on you, Father. In the name of Jesus, they can pray and ask the Father to open the eyes of the people that they can see their our errors. And that we can get on back on narrow and straight, Father, and cause us not to turn them away when they are trying to tell us something. And don't let us turn them away and tell them to go sit down. Don't let us turn them away, God, and tell them to be quiet. Don't let us turn them away, God, because they're trying to tell us something, but sometimes we're too busy to hear. Oh, mighty God, because we don't want to leave them at their own wicked device. Oh, but we want to be able to take time. Oh, mighty God, and hear, because if we don't hear, we can't help them. If we don't hear, oh, God, we can't protect them. If we don't hear, we don't know what to pray. Don't let us get so caught up in work, cares of this world, the cares of this life, caught up in our own self, that we lead the children out. We lead the children out, that they're raising their own self. TV raising them, iPhone raising them, TikTok raising them, YouTube raising them. Almighty God, cause us to return to you, Father. And the fathers to the children, and the children to the parents. In the name of Jesus, help us, God. Help us, God. Help us. Help us that we can help all these young people. Regardless of where they come from, regardless to their background, regardless, God, help us that we can help them and embrace them and love them. And let them know they are special. They are somebody. That they are somebody. And how much you love them. And how much you adore them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help us to be an example in the earth. Help us, God, to be that example. That they can run to the light. They can run to strength. Can be saved. They can be saved. They can be saved. They can be saved. They can be saved, Father. In the name of Jesus. For these are the days that the scripture declares. In the last days, you're going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Our sons and daughters are going to prophesy. The young men is going to see vision. The old men is going to dream dreams. These are the days. These are the days. These are the days that you raising up prophets. You raising up apostles. You raising up the priesthood. These are the days, God, that you're raising up the young people that they may lead in the name of Jesus. Cause them not to faint. Cause them not to lose heart. Cause them not to detour. Cause them, God, not to take heed to false doctrines and devils. Cause them to realize, God, it's more to the world, it's more to life, it's more to life than sex and money. Sex is in a kind of proper place in marriages. Cause them to realize, God, being rude and disrespectful to their elders will cut the days short. Cause them to realize, God, in the name of Jesus, that they must honor. They must honor. And when they honor their mother and their father, they honor you. Lord God, help us as wives and women to honor our men. Because they're made in your image. And God, they're created in your likeness. And when we honor them, we're honoring you. We're honoring you, God, because they're next in line to you. And when the children see that we honoring the men and the husbands and the dads and the uncles and the, then they will be able to see and behold what great love. Then they'll be able to see and behold the King. Hey, mighty God. They'll be able to see Jesus. You lift it high and your train is still the temple in the name of Jesus. Cause the honor to come back. Cause it to come back. Because God, sometimes we ask the wives and the mothers get out of our place. And that caused the children to get out of their place. And husband get out of his place. That caused the children to get out of their place. But Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I say it again, cause the fathers to turn to you. And the fathers to turn to the children, Malachi. And the children to turn to the fathers. In the name of Jesus. For you're a great King. You're a great deliverer. You are our healer. You are our sustainer. You are our hope. You are our El Shaddai. You Jehovah Shalom. Father, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah Jireh. Cause our young people to know you. To know you. To know you. Not just of your goodness, but to know you as Lord. To know you as Savior. To know you as hope. To know you as peace. In the name of Jesus. God caused them to realize that confusion is of the devil. And lies. The devil is the father of all lies. Deceitfulness comes from him. But you have not given them the spirit of fear, but of love. Peace and a sound mind. Power and a sound mind. Cause them to realize. Cause the young people to know that they have a weapon. They have a sword. And they have a shield. They can take on the shield of faith. And they have a weapon. Your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And all that we ask of you tonight, we ask that your will be done. We ask God that you send the spirit of wisdom. We ask that you send the spirit of conviction. We ask that you send the spirit of repentance. We ask that you send the spirit of the Holy Ghost to endow them with power from on high. We ask that you send the spirit of righteousness. We ask that you send the spirit, God, of peace and joy. We ask that you send the spirit, God, of hope. We ask that you send the spirit of healing. Cure their hope. You're their joy and you're their peace. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Send your spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let it rest upon them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. For you declared in your word, Lord, that when we pray, if we but believe, God, that we should have those things that we ask of you. And we ask it for the young people. We asking for the young people. You see them. You hear them. And some are crying in silence. And some are crying out in bad behavior. Some are crying out, God, in ways. But we got to let our ears be attended also so we can hear. And our eyes got to take the scale off it so we can see. That we would know how to approach you in prayer and supplication on their behalf. In the name of Jesus. There are young fathers out there. Young fathers. In the way that you desire them to be. Young mothers. Young marriages. Young marriages, Lord. in the name of Jesus. There are those in school, God, in college. They reaching for degrees to make great, be great, great, great in the earth. But I let them be great in you, and that you can show them great in the earth in the name of Jesus. So your angels can encamp round and about them, that they can make be the difference, and they can make the difference in the name of Jesus. Now we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in your son Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for all things. We glorify your name. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for the answer by faith. Father, in your son Jesus' name, I brought your people to you. I brought the young people to you. I brought them in my neighborhood. I brought them, God, from all over the world. I brought them, I leave them at your feet, that we may teach them, God, that we may guide them, that those that's full of your wisdom, that they don't have to get to a courtroom, that they don't have to see prison. And for those that are locked up, God, some have not committed no crime, just been false accused. I cannot say the wrong praise at the wrong time, because any praise is not a wrong praise at any time. It's just someone doing the wrong thing in the name of Jesus. Because if I go out my front door or they go to the store, that does not mean they was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It means someone done a wrong thing or even act in the name of Jesus. And then left God, and they was accused of doing something that they did not do. Even those that are locked in prison and in bound, cause the truth to come to light, to deal with them wherever they are now, that they can come forth as pure gold and not to return back, but they can come forth to get strength wherever they may be, that they would not have a desire to return, but they can walk in this path called righteousness and in all honesty. And that you open doors that no man can close. And that you close every door that no man can open. And that you can cause their hands to prosper like they never seen. And they don't have to do no undermining thing to do, get it. But when they give their hearts to you, total and complete, and you can give them a vision. And you can cause that vision to come to fruition. And it can prosper. Not just for them to be blessed, but all those in their surroundings can be blessed without doing anything against the law or against your covenant in the name of Jesus or against your will. You that kind of God. You that kind of God. Yes, sir. You that kind of God. You haven't changed. You haven't changed. Father, our young people should be able to look, and they can be blessed, and they can catch hold of faith and trust in your name. I know they looking here and there, and they calling all sorts of stuff. God, they bringing in so many different false religions and so many different false hopes, and that they caught up and they don't know what to believe. But I'm asking you that you visit them, that they may know that you God, and besides you, there's no other God. That you show yourself, that they may know you and depart from their wicked ways. And not just the young people, but also the elders. So we can be a great example in the midst of the young people, Father. In the name of Jesus. Even as with the story of Esther. And even God to see you and the young people alive. And they can say, I want your God to be my God. I want your God to be my God. And someone may call them look weird, but they can still see you in them. And they may not quite understand it, but say you different. She different. They not doing anything to be seen. They can see the joy, the peace. That there are those that have plenty and they're in turmoil. There are those that are living in fine homes and riding in fine cars, but in turmoil. Because they don't have you. And Lord God, let the young people find you that they can show forth your strength and your love and your kindness. They can show forth, God, that you Alpha and Omega. You beginning and you ending. You first and you last. You God. And besides you, there's no other. Cost the young people to be able to see you and the elders can be saved. Not just saved, but saved. Saved. And they can have confidence in the God, in the elders, that when they have an honest conversation, that they will seek you, Father, on the young people's behalf. Because our young people are great. Our young people are mighty. And our young people are strong. Our young people are courageous. Our young people have a great vision. Help us, God, to give them the right nourishment, flourish, grow, and everyone would know that you're their God. You're their God. You're their Lord. You're their Savior. Raise that army up and our young people. Because this is not by power, not by might. And it would not be by ammunition, guns. But it would be by a mighty hand of God. A mighty act of God. In the name of Jesus. That you bring forth, God, that Joshua generation. They may lead. Not maybe, but will lead. In the spirit of righteousness and the spirit of truth, full of hope and admiration, full of light and determination, full of joy and peace, that your glory will rest upon them, the young people. In my neighborhood, the neighborhood across every neighborhood of every living soul that have been called and hollered by your name, and every country, regardless if there's war, that someone could stand and say, peace be still, and peace will have to be still. Cause your fear to enter back into the heart of mankind in the name of Jesus. That the young people will let you fight in this war and allow you to lead and guide them and direct them. And when they open their mouth, they will speak, and ears will hear, and people will turn. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree on this night, and every family where things may seem chaotic, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus in pain, because the enemy don't want them to come forth. Want them to call everything an anxiety. I never heard so many young people say full of anxiety, full of this and full of that. Have anyone ever thought about, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, sometimes we just made to be too full of our own self? Father, but cause them not to claim all these things. And not that we don't know things are real, but Father, their trust is in you and your peace that you give. That surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us now. And thank you for the answer by faith. Thank you for raising them up. Thank you for shielding, protecting them at school. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting them on the buses. Thank you for protecting them by airways. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting them by water, boats, however they may travel. All over this world, for and near, raise your young people up now. Raise them up in the spirit of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, let your truth that endure to all generations. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father, in thy son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To your name, Father. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for the answer. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, that we can let our light shine before men, that the young people can see our good work, and they glorify our Father that is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they can see your righteousness and they can run to safety. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they will God seek for wise counsel. Wise counsel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for setting things in order in the young people's life and in the homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, whether that's an uncle, whether that's a granddaddy, whether that's a brother, wherever, God, that's someone to be the young people's example, whether it be a sister, whether it be a mother or a dad, Father, in the name of Jesus, whether it be a teacher, whether that God, whatever there may be, someone in the neighborhood that would not take advantage of the young people, but God, they can know they have faith there. Hey, they have faith there. And I, in the name of Jesus, mighty God, hey, in the name of Jesus, the young people, Lord, I thank you. I thank you tonight. For young marriages, that you being God in the midst, that you working it out, that if the young people just stand still, if they stand still, Father, thank you, they can see your salvation, they can see your strength. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, they just can endure for just a little while, for just a little while, for just a little while. You can cause peace to come to a chaotic situation in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. For the young people, God, they're eating the last meal. And there's some, God, don't know where the meal comes from. I thank you that you're touching the hearts tonight of somebody that will not take advantage of them. But God calls them to have a meal. God, that somebody will call them to give them somewhere to lay their head tonight. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on those that sleeping, God, on the street and in the cars. Those, God, that have a mind to run away, but don't let them do it. Lord, I thank you for giving them a change of heart and a change of mind. Thank you for giving them a change of heart, God, a change of mind, not to try drugs. Thank you for giving them a change of heart and a change of mind, not to want a John game. Almighty God, thank you for giving them a change of heart and a change of mind not to commit murder and suicide in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Keep your hands on them now. Keep your hands on them now. Keep your hands on them, God. A fresh anointing. A fresh anointing, God. Thank you for a fresh anointing. Thank you for a fresh breeze. Thank you for God, a new wind. Thank you. We thank you in advance for total complete deliverance. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for total deliverance, God, and healing. Healing from the inside out. Thank you for healing them. Thank you for healing their mind. Thank you, Father, for healing their mind. Thank you for healing their mind. Thank you for healing their eyes and their ears. Thank you for healing their hurt. Thank you for healing their hurt. Thank you for healing their disappointment. Thank you. Thank you for healing their shameless. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for healing their shameless, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing their confusion, not knowing who they are, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing them, God, where they hurt. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for lifting them.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a lift of their head. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being their way maker.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being their provider and their sustainer, their keeper. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, just like you told David said, if I take wings and fly, all my part of heaven, if I make my bed in hell, you'll be right there with them, Lord. So wherever they may have to lay their head tonight, I know you are with them. I know you are with them. I know you are with them. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And you're going to bring them forth. And they're going to come forth as pure gold. And they're going to be genuine and pure in their hearts. And everything they're going to do for you, God, they're going to do it with every ounce. They're going to be zealous. They're going to be courageous in you and powerful in you.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. I thank you now.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you declare that we raise them up in the way they should go, and the truth will not depart. In the name of Jesus, and you told us, God, as parents, do not provoke our children to wrath, but children must obey their parents in all things. For this is well-pleasing to you, that their days may be long or length up on the face of the earth, that they can have a long life, not just long life, but a satisfied life, a fulfilled life, a successful life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for hearing us always, and thank you for the answer by faith. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. And we tell you thank you. We tell you thank you. We tell you thank you. We adore you. We appreciate you. We lift you. We glorify you. We praise your name.
Yeah.
We praise your name. We praise your name.
You.
We praise you, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on and open those minds, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Come on and open the night. Glory to God. And let's give God praise and thanks together.
Glory
to God. Come on and lift them up. Come on and lift them up. Glory to God. Take your phones off of mute. Glory to
but
God.
I
and let's
exalt
the Lord together. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless them for your young people tonight. Come on and bless them tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for your young people, for the covering tonight. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Come on and lift those voices. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those that were on the altar tonight. Hallelujah. We just believe God by faith. Glory to God that he's moved upon the hearts on tonight. He's moved upon the minds on tonight. Glory be to God. He's banned up the enemy on tonight. Glory to God, and we give him praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. Yeah, God. Glory to God for your nephews and for your nieces. Glory to God, we bless him. Hallelujah for your neighbor's children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some young person tonight. Some young person tonight. Glory to God. Come on and come on Abahosahaya. Glory to God. Come on and bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just don't know. Hallelujah. Your praise. Your praise is prayer on tonight. Hallelujah. Save somebody's life. Glory to God. Save somebody's life on tonight. Glory to God. You may not believe it. Glory to God. But this prayer, this praise on tonight. Glory to God. Save somebody's life. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We give him thanks. We give him praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. We can't give up on our young people. We can't give up on them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We cannot give up on them. Amen. For truly there's an appointed time in each of their lives. Amen. Glory to God. And we just give God thanks and praise for what he has done on tonight. Glory to God for our young people, people of God, for our young people. Glory to God, as for stated, people of God, they are our future. Amen, Jesus. And we need them to be thinking right. Amen. Glory to God, we need them to be right. Amen, in the sight of God. So we bless God on tonight. Amen, for covering again our young people. Glory be to God for shielding and protecting them all in the school, all on the school buses. Amen. Just walking home. Glory to God. We need the Lord to cover our young people. Amen. Glory to God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise because he has given us the prescription in his word. Amen. Glory to God. He has given us the prescription. Amen, Jesus. And by which we should raise our kids, amen, Jesus, by the word of God, amen, Lord God, because he has purpose, he has destiny in each and every one of them. And so we bless God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. God bless you, Minister Ali. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you for availing yourself, amen, Jesus, on this night number 23. We give God the praise. Amen. We give God the praise for what he has done. Amen. Glory to God. And we want you to let this thing marinate on your heart even as you go off to sleep. People of God, just begin to give God thanks and give God praise. Amen. For covering the young people. Amen. Glory to God. We know death is riding in the earth.
But we thank God on tonight, for he has stayed the hand of death. Glory to God for so many of our young people that we again may never see. But we believe it by faith. Isn't that right? That is right. We believe it by faith that it is already done. So we thank God for you again, Minister Ollie. God bless you tonight for availing yourself to pray for our young people. And tomorrow, people of God, is day number 24. Tomorrow is day number 24. We will be praying for the youth leaders. We're going to be praying for the youth leaders. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And the scriptures for tomorrow that you should be meditating on. Amen, Jesus. The scriptures on tomorrow that you should be praying as you're praying in your prayer hour comes from Proverbs 22nd chapter and the 6th verse. Proverbs 22, verse 6. I'll say that again. Proverbs 22, verse number 6. Amen. Glory to God as well. Our next scripture will be coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 4 through 14. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 4 through 14. Amen. Those are our scriptures tomorrow as we are praying for our youth leaders. We're praying for our youth leaders. And don't forget, people of God, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Now we are getting down into the meat of the consecration. Until I say we're getting down, amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. We've already been making sacrifices for no red meat in our diet beginning February 6th. So, people of God, this past Monday, amen, Jesus, this past Monday, our fast took a turn. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So this is for those of you that are consecrating with us, those of you that are denying, amen, along with us, amen, Jesus. If you are partaking of the fast along with us, amen, Jesus, this is the format. So starting on yesterday, fruit or garden salads at 6 a.m., a fruit or garden salad at 6 a.m. Your meals now at 12 noon and fresh vegetables at 6 p.m. You see that? Let me repeat that again. For those of you that are consecrating with us, amen, Jesus, fruit or garden salad at 6 a.m. Your meals will be at 12 noon and 6 p.m., and it will be fresh veggies. Amen. Meals at 12 noon and fresh veggies at 6 p.m. Meals at 12 noon and fresh veggies at 6 p.m. No meat and no fish. No meat and no fish, okay? And you have to drink, amen, keep yourself hydrated. Drink water and or juices in those other hours, amen? Glory be to God. Just like that, just like that. No meat, no fish. No meat, no fish, amen? Glory be to God for this whole week. So we bless God for those of you that are coming along with us, amen, just the making an effort, amen, just make an effort to deny this old flesh. Glory be to God, because it's probably screaming at you right now, amen. Those of you that are, amen, have come this far with us, it's probably screaming at us right now, want some hamburger, want some steak, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, want some chicken. Oh, yes, but it's denial, amen. It's crucifying the flesh, amen, Jesus, that we can be empowered, that we can be empowered as we're praying for others, as we're praying for others, people of God, as we're interceding for others, glory to God, we're decreasing so that God can increase. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God. Amen. For those of you, again, that are going along with us, amen, even if you get on and you feel like you fell off the bandwagon or you, oh, my goodness, I ate, glory be to God, get back on. Just pick yourself up and get back on it. Amen. Good God, you will be blessed. People of God, don't forget, as you are denying yourself, as you're consecrating, don't forget to read your scriptures. Amen. You will be spiritually empowered. You'll be spiritually empowered by the scriptures. Amen. Jesus, don't forget to, amen, listen. Just to resolve to witness the gospel of Christ to at least one person every week. Just witness it. I know you're already doing it. Amen, Jesus, just one person every week, whether you're meeting someone, amen, Jesus, maybe somebody calls you and it's a missed dial. Listen, that is the right opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Invite them to your Bible study. Amen. For indeed, this consecration, this fast will be spiritually empowering. Amen. Glory to God. So as you're pulling yourself away, amen, Jesus, I know you're already feeling a breakaway. Amen, Jesus. But do get in your scriptures. Get in your scriptures. Amen. Daily get in your scriptures, amen, just kind of refrain from a whole lot of foolish conversation because you're making yourselves ready. Listen, we are interceding for people, amen. Every night we're interceding for somebody, and you may never see them, people of God, but somebody's, listen, life may depend on your sacrifice, amen. Whether you're going to make the sacrifice to pray, glory be to God, amen, or to praise, however, but to touch God on someone else's behalf, someone's life may be depending on you, amen. So we bless God tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise again. Minister Ali, God bless you tonight. We appreciate you so much again for availing yourself. Amen. To come and be our prayer warrior on tonight. Glory to God. People of God, those are the directions for tomorrow. For tomorrow, glory to God, as far as our eating schedule, that's it for the remaining of this week. Amen. Glory to God. So do, again, read your scriptures, get spiritually empowered as you're pouring out and you're praying for others. Glory to God. So at this time, Minister Ali, we're going to turn the platform back over to you. Amen, Jesus, for the sealing and the blessing of the line. God bless you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, you have the platform.
God bless you again, Minister Bradley. God bless each of you all that took the time to come out tonight. We praise the Lord for your sacrifice because we know it is a sacrifice. So some have to go to work. Some have to get kids ready for school in the morning. Some kids have to get up around 6 o'clock and some 5:30 just to get on the bus. And so we're not going to be long to time. And we just thank God for you. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to watch over you. May God continue to let his will be fulfilled in your life. May the Lord continue to just keep watch over you both day and night. And may God glory, may God glory, may God glory rest upon you, that man can see your good work. That man can see your good work, that our Heavenly Father can be glorified. I pray that his eyes will shine upon you, his face will shine upon you. I pray that the Lord, blessing will overtake you. I pray that God wisdom will be with you in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask you to cover with the blood of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to hide us behind the cross. Father, we ask you to rebuke death and accident from all four corners of the earth. We thank you. We praise you for guiding us, and thank you for blessing our going out and our coming in. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us sweet sleep. Thank you for giving your angels charge over us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask you to bless those that are far and near.
We ask God in the name of Jesus, you keep your hands up on them and let not fear grip their hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, almighty God, for if, God, if we lose our life for your name's sake, we can find it again. In the name of Jesus, for we know that the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. But you come to give us life, Father, that we may have it more abundantly, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank and we praise you, Father God, that you the way, you truth, and you very life. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the Holy Ghost that you have sent, God, your indwelling spirit. Because if we have not your spirit, we don't belong to you. Thus says the word, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being our provider. We thank you for being our keeper. We thank you for being our sustainer. We thank you, Lord, for being the rock of our salvation. And we thank you for being our hiding place. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for being our shelter in the time of storm. We thank you for being food on the table, clothes on our back, God. We thank you for a job. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are not a lazy people. But, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we will not be wasteful with whatever you bless us with. In the name of Jesus, but we will use it wisely, and we will consider the ways of man. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we ask you now to just continue, even those that have not come to you yet, but must, God, in their own way. In the name of Jesus, continue to keep them, shield and protect them from the will of the enemy, Father. In the name of Jesus, and those that have come, we know that you don't start in a good work now. And you're going to finish what you started. You're going to finish what you started. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that your word is true, that it cannot return unto you void. It must perform. It must prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, where you sent it to. It got to. So send your word. Send your word to every home. Send your word to every heart. Send your word, God. And those that are bound and locked up, send your word, whether they're in the prison or in their minds. Then set the captive one free. Hey, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Bless each and every one that are called by your name, regardless to what their titles may be. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. Those that are called by your name, from the greatest to the least, from the least to the greatest. Those that are called by your name, help us depart from evil and do good. And do good. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. God keep you and God bless you always. We love you and nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, saints. Good night, Minister Bradley. We see y'all on tomorrow night.
God bless you. God bless you. That does conclude our broadcast. And we will see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you in Jesus' name.
I'm open to